During the summer, when we have time to relax, we must rediscover how great it is to read the Bible. In his first general audience since his July break, Pope Benedict XVI invited pilgrims at Castel Gandolfo Wednesday to use some of their vacation time to refamiliarize themselves with the beauty of the Bible.
During these summer days, many of us find time to enjoy reading a good book. Today I would like to suggest reading through one of the many books of the Bible as a way of appreciating the beauty of God's word and the growing in knowledge and love.
Drawing on his last catechesis on prayer, he said the vacation period is a time of contemplation, meditation, and calm, because man is not made only to work, but also to think and reflect, to immerse himself in a story and emerge enriched. The Pope suggested believers read a few of the lesser-known books of the Bible this summer. Among these he cited the Book of Tobit on family and marriage, the Book of Esther on the power of prayer, and the Book of Ruth on divine providence. These little books, he said, can be read through in 1 hour. Before pointing to more challenging and authentic masterpieces, such as the Book of Job, which tackles the great problem of innocent suffering, Ecclesiastes for its disconcerting modernity, which questions the meaning of life and the world, the Song of Songs, a beautiful poem symbolic of human love.
I greet all the English-speaking visitors present today.
After the catechesis, speaking in English, the Pope greeted, among others, a group of faithful from the Japanese city of Nagasaki, who on August 9th next will commemorate the 66th anniversary of the atomic bombing during the Second World War.
Including the groups from the United States of America and from the islands of the Caribbean and Mauritius.
Then, after imparting his benediction, Pope Benedict withdrew from the balcony overlooking the square, only to emerge moments later in the square of the village of Castel Gandolfo, where he went to personally greet the sick and newlyweds who were present at the very front of all the thousands of pilgrims who had come to hear this first general audience of August. I'm Emma McCarthy.
Una buona giornata a tutti voi, buone vacanze.